Wow. Well, it's really great to be here with you again tonight. Wonderful to see you all again. It makes me think of a great big family reunion. We get to catch up on what we're doing. We brag a little bit about our kids. We brag a lot about our grandchildren. And we laugh a little. And hopefully we're going to get fired up for this election in 2010. Now, a lot has happened. And you've heard that from the congressman. A lot has happened since we were here a year ago. And if you remember, when we were here a year ago, we were absolutely dumbfounded at John McCain's choice for a running mate. And you might also remember that I was somewhat annoyed about that selection of Ms. Palin. Barack Obama had not called on me, and he had in fact tapped a much more qualified candidate, Joe Biden. Well, of course, we all know how that worked out. In a few minutes, we're going to hear from the Vice President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. Who, by the way, was a smart choice. He was the right choice. And coincidentally, you know, I really like Joe Biden. He's a guy that's going to tell it to you straight. And as we say at the judge house, he lets the tail go with the hide. Now, some of you may not understand that, but I worked hard to figure out some way to get a reference to livestock in this speech. And that's just about the best I can do. That also reminds me that I want to share something personal with you tonight, if I may. John Judge is here with me tonight. And I want you to know that last month, John and I shared our 40th wedding anniversary. Can you imagine the patience of that man spending 40 years of his life with me? Well, thank you, John, for that. Well, so neither Sarah or I went to Washington, and that's a good thing. But you know what? Here's an original idea, folks. I'm going to write a book. Yeah. And I'm going to call it something really catchy, like Going to Des Moines. Yes, I am going to do it, and it's going to be a great book. It's going to be full of good stories, and those stories are going to be about all the people and all the things that I have seen and heard in all of these years that I've been going to Des Moines, and the best thing about it is they are true stories. Well, one of the first chapters in my book will be entitled My Early Years. Congressman Boswell and I were talking about this before we came in the room. The early years. The Branstad era. Or we can title that Terry Loves Tax Breaks for the Rich and Terry Loves Taxes for the Rest of Us. Or we can call it what people from all over the state were calling it at the time, which was, holy moly, we've got to get the guy out of here. The place is falling apart. Now, a couple of my Republican friends may also be interested in my book, because I think one whole chapter will be called A Political Strategy: How to Take a Majority, Turn It to a Minority, Lose the Leadership, and then Use Your Seat on the Back Bench to Run for Governor. Or we can subtitle this one, Lessons in the Dangers of Bitterness and Lack of Ideas. Or we can just call it, My Name is Christopher. Now, there's another chapter. Come on, guys. one more chapter here. Either a total disregard for the law or an amazing lack of knowledge of the code of the state of Iowa. Which is it, Bob? This one, probably is only a partial chapter, because he's going to have to share that with several other Republican lawmakers that I've met over the years. And of course, in all seriousness, my book is going to be largely a chronicle of the Culver Judge years. After all, it's my book. So beginning with the race in 2006, which with your help, we swept this state and we elected Chet Culver our governor. My book is going to talk about how Chet Culver, with Chet as our governor, we began to move this state forward. The very first bill Chet signed raised the minimum wage and gave hardworking Iowans a long overdue raise. It's going to talk about lifting the ban on stem cell research and giving hope to people of all ages. It's going to talk about protecting civil rights of all Iowans, whatever their sex, their race, their creed, or their sexual orientation. It's going to talk about making our kids safe from bullying in schools, and it's going to talk about a new future for this state in renewable energy that began in Iowa and is sweeping the nation today. It's going to talk about rewarding teachers and nurses. It's going to talk about taking care of veterans. And I am proud of these chapters in the Culver Judge years, and I know you're proud of them too. Now, I'm also going to write about a flood. It was really unlike anything in our state before. And about the amazing response under the governor's leadership. And I'm going to write about a national recession that began in Wall Street and in Washington, D.C. under George Bush and came to our state and crippled our state economy. But I'm also, my friends, going to write about tough decisions that were made by Chet Culver to keep our state budget balanced and to keep people safe, and how Iowans from all walks of life worked together to find tough solutions to tough problems. And some of those people are here in this room tonight. We know what they did. We know what they're doing. We know the struggle. And we thank you all for that. And now, as I conclude, I want to tell you, I got to write another chapter. We're going to call this one the reelect. And people keep telling me, asking me, are you running with Chet again? Well, that's Chet's choice, but I will tell you that if he wants me on the ticket for another 4 years, I'm going to be there. And here is why. Here is why. One, a solid record of accomplishments that in the first term, a vision for moving Iowa forward through job growth, through quality education, affordable health care, and renewable energy opportunities. A man of leadership, a man of unquestionable integrity. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me write the next chapter. That chapter is the 2010 election. Culver wins again. Democrats, get on your feet and welcome to the stage the governor of the state of Iowa, Chet Culver!